is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Here's another one, Dalton Pence comparison. Everett Pujols and Yordan Alvarez. Pujols 10 points higher on his average. Alvarez 32 points higher on OPS, 6 more homers, and 19 more RBIs than Pujols in their first 115 games. It's just guy after guy after guy. And Pujols is a surefire Hall of Famer. What did you think of how the Angels got rid of him? By the way, the Angels here for the next 3 games tonight through Wednesday night. I thought it was a little. They say Trout broke down in the locker room. Guys were shocked. A lot of guys around the league were like, it's not a good look for the Angels if you want to know the truth.
We talked a little bit about it when I was filling in with Nick for Charlie, and I guess I get it. He's a legend. You want him to be treated better, but I understand what the Angels are doing. Like, look, we didn't want to play you. Allegedly, this kind of popped off because they didn't want to play him when he had a favorable matchup, a guy he hits quite a bit, and he wasn't in the lineup, and he went to go talk to about it. Apparently, it was the general manager's decision, not the manager. He's a progress stopper, though. What are you going to do with Albert Pujols? Why are you giving it best to Albert Pujols at this point? He's not part of your future. And if you like younger players on the roster, they should be getting at bats. I get it. The respect and all that stuff. But
that's it.
I understood. That is why this is a problem.
I mean, just cut them and...
But does he want to be a guy who plays once a week? Is he okay?
Well,
if he's okay with that.
Well, that's it. Can he come in and give you a pinch hit? And you know what? Because a lot of guys end their careers like that.
Yeah, so I don't know if those discussions were had. Hey, Albert, look, we got guys we want to see. We appreciate what you've done. We're trying to figure out if these guys can play long term for us. Are you okay getting the occasional pinch hit and maybe playing once a week? If that discussion was had, he said no. What are you going to do? Sit him there and let him stew because he doesn't play?
Well, he can't play anymore. I mean, you see his average. You see what I mean? You just go, hey, we'll give him a start once a week. We'll give him. He can pinch hit for us.
Yeah, but
because he can hit a homer at any time.
Did he want to do that?
Well, that's the question. Did they approach him at all?
Yeah,
I haven't heard.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Albert. We haven't heard from Albert Pujols about that scenario. But the respectful thing to do would be to have this conversation. But if that conversation was had and he still wasn't okay with it, then I don't know what the Angels are supposed to do—just play him or let him be a guy who is you stew because he doesn't get at bats. It's difficult. It's at the end of a career, a well-respected career, but you got to do something. And he's not part of their future. So why would you give him at-bats this season?
Yeah. Well, no, I get that. But if he wasn't offered, you know, hey, once a week, you'll play once a week, you'll pinch hit. If he wasn't offered that and he was just cut, it's a bad look for the Angels.
It is. So we would have to know what discussions took place.
Right.
But if we never get those... get the an idea of those conversations, then we're just left to, and the players that love Albert Pujols are left to say that's disrespectful when it very well could have been an open and honest conversation. But I don't know how you look good if you're DFAing Albert Pujols.
Yeah. Man, I'm watching. Have you seen this? FloTrack put out Sha'Carri Richardson. Watch this girl with the blue hair. That's Sha'Carri. Look at her.
Just
holy
extending
cow.
That lead.
I mean, she ran a 10.78. Everybody else ran 11, almost 12. I mean, she is lightning.
And I
think we might win.
Who is we? The Americans?
America.
If there is an Olympics, you think we might win?
I think we're going to win, which we don't do too often, sprints.
No, we're not very good in that sport.
No.
Speaking of that, DK Metcalf ran a race. Now, he finished in last, but he's, second to last.
He finished ninth.
Which is... What
ninth
is that?
Out of,
ninth out of what?
Ninth out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Ninth out, second to last, excuse me. But he's, what, 40 pounds heavier than all the guys he's racing against?
Like, stick he towered over everybody.
Yeah, he's just a big human being.
Bruh, stick to football.
What? That's
he still ran 10.36, which is pretty respectable.
At 200 and what, 30
No,
pounds?
It's great.
Yeah, 235.
So you want to lose weight now instead of staying that size and he's running over people in the NFL?
He's not going to become a track athlete. He's just one of the guys who goes, look, let me see if I can do this.
You can't.
And it brought some attention to the sport.
Finished ninth.
Yeah. He finished ninth among some of the fastest people to race.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's 40 pounds heavier than all of them.
That's right. So eat a salad. Is that what you're telling him?
I'm not getting it.
Hey, fat ass.
I'm not getting into this. Oh, okay. I'm not getting into this game with you about a guy just going out there and seeing what he can do. And it was impressive. Dude is a big human being running that fast.
Mm, okay. Impressive. Ninth. If ninth impresses you, okay. I guess that's impressive.
Okay. You
whatever.
You fall in love with top 10 finishes in golf. What are you talking about?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So what are you talking about?
Top 10 finishes in golf is way, way tougher than what he did. Oh,
yeah. Sure. What he ran
for 10 seconds, can't finish even get
beat. I'm not listening to you.
Beat it.
Even when you were at your prime, you weren't known for your speed, John. Quarterback, what were you running by guys?
That's all I was running by. I was running past
people. I feel like people are like, hey, let this.
I ran a 4.5. All right.
Okay.
I knew this though. I didn't try out for the Olympics. Okay.
He wasn't He wasn't trying out for the Olympics.
Know your place. So this is a list of the greatest general managers in NFL history, and surprisingly, Bill O'Brien's not on this list.
Yeah, he was trying to qualify. Didn't make it though.
I don't think you had to have a minimum number of games before you could qualify for this list.
No, I meant the DK Metcalf thing.
Oh.
He did try to. He was 235 pounds, John, running that fast.
Bill O'Brien didn't qualify for this.
He doesn't qualify for anything except worst GM of all time.
Well, he's not on the list of the best, but they've got on the list of the best ever, they got Jerry Jones on this, so it immediately loses all credibility. They got Jerry Jones on it. Jerry Jones, stop. Tex Schramm is the number one, because that's who they have number one of all time. Al Davis second. Dick Haley is third. He ran the Steelers drafts for 20 years. He put all those Steelers teams together. You know who did a great job? Dick Haley. You know who doesn't get any credit ever?
No one knows his name. Yeah. I didn't know who he was.
I didn't know who he was either. He's the guy that put together all the 70s and 80s Steelers teams. He was pretty damn good. That dude gets little to no credit whatsoever. Bill Polian is. See, this list sucks. Except, you know what? We say that about general managers. How hard is it to be one of the greatest general managers in basketball history? Is Crums Kraus, and we call him Crums because Michael Jordan
disrespected him. Yeah,
because Michael Jordan, and it was an insult when Aaron Rodgers was calling Gunnekunst. Jerry Krause.
Yeah, because...
Like, that's an insult.
But if the GOAT of all time... If the GOAT is disrespecting you, and it was laid out in The Last Dance where you saw those interactions, no one wants to be called Crumbs. First of all, Crumbs is insulting. Even if you don't have the Krause thing attached to it, who gets called Crumbs and likes it?
Well, no one. The reason he's Crumbs because he had donut crumbs all over his jacket.
Yeah, no wonder it's an insult. Of course it is. No matter what he did as an actual, his actual job,
right.
He got called Crumbs because he had donut crumbs on his shirt. It's insulting. No one wants to be called that.
Ozzie Newsome should be up there near the top.
Where is he?
George Young. It was pretty damn good, too, by the way. He was pretty good. Bobby Bethard is on this list. Jim Finks, great GM. Ron Wolf.
Where's Riley? It's football. Only football.
Yeah,
right?
It's football.
Yeah.
John Schneider's on this list. And he put together a hell of a team, but it's, I don't know. We'll see. 713-780-3776. It's 810 on ESPN 97.5. You don't want to miss the bottom of the hour. John Clay Wolf is going to be joining us. John Clay Wolf will be right here on ESPN 97.5. Dell's going to take a break.
I'm going to get some breakfast or something, I think.
When we come back, there's a rumor out about Deshaun and what's
another
going
one?
On. Well, no, not that. About what's going on with Deshaun. It's 8:11 ESPN 97.5. We'll talk about that on the other side.
ESPN 97.5. This
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 8:15 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Apparently, at least one NFL and executive thinks that the Texans now are open to trading Deshaun Watson. They feel like they're it's not like they're taking. I think they're more receptive to some phone calls now than they were in the past. That is at least what the thought is amongst NFL GMs right now. There's a story out that the Texans believe that one GM believes that Houston is moving on from him. Jeremy Fowler had this quote in ESPN this weekend. Texans appear to be slowly moving on from Deshaun Watson. Well, their offseason, why now? Well, their offseason acquisitions combined with the uncertainty surrounding Watson's NFL future are potentially opening the door for an eventual departure. A couple months ago, the Texans were turning down everybody who was calling them about Deshaun Watson. Carolina was willing to give them the world. They said no. They've been far less committal recently. They don't know when Watson's going to be cleared to play. The league will consider putting Watson on the commissioner's exempt list later this summer if his case is still going on. You know what's really amazing is that we haven't heard after an onslaught, but from both sides, mostly from Tony Busby, but then Rusty started, you know, hammering back. It really has been quiet, which indicates a settlement. And a lot of people have speculated. I'm hearing all kinds of, well, this thing is done by June. This thing is going to be, well, slow down. It's 22 of them. You know, if in fact one decides, that Deshaun accidentally grazed her, or not accidentally, but grazed her with his thing, and she says, okay, well, I'll take $14,000 for it. Now they've established what that's worth. The next one might say, nah, that's not nearly enough. No, I'll go to trial. Or whatever the case may be, $14,000 I'm not going to settle for $14,000. Yeah, but she did. But that doesn't matter. I'm not going to settle for that. There are so many cases here. I think it is going to be virtually, this is not like, listen, the courts have decided if you lose a finger in a work accident, if you lose an arm, it's something that's another one. If you lose a toe in a work accident, that's how much it's worth and all of that. And that's not the case with this. It's just because one decides that $20,000 is going to be enough for her, that doesn't mean that $20,000 is going to be enough for the next one. So this could potentially, and if one of them says, no, I'd rather go to trial. Especially one of the ones that feel like he literally sexually assaulted them, those two cases. Now, Rusty says he has evidence to the contrary, and he has, he feels like they were all lying, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. Nothing coming out of either side indicates that there probably is settlement work going on, but it doesn't mean that this job is going to get done, and it doesn't mean it's going to get done before the season starts.
Yeah, you have 22 individuals who may feel differently about everything that went on. Like,
right.
One woman may have decided, the best thing to do is to make him pay literally for what he did, allegedly did, and then move on. Others may say, payment's not enough. I would like this concession. Maybe Deshaun's people say, we're not admitting to anything. And then we don't know. These are conversations I imagine they're having, or maybe it's as simple as there's not much legal proceeding that needs to go on right now, so we're not hearing anything. Who knows? But I don't think this is simple. I don't think this is wrapping up soon. Well, it clearly could be wrong, but I just think there's a lot of individual personalities who may feel differently about a lot of the things that went on and are not just willing to accept a quick settlement one way or the other. And maybe Deshaun's fighting it. You would assume it will be smart on his part to try to get this wrapped up. But if he truly believes he did nothing wrong, how long is he willing to say, I'm not giving anything because I didn't do anything?
Well, and here's the thing. Listen, we don't know what the percentages are. with 22, there could possibly be some that it is a money grab, that there is no proof that it's going to be awfully difficult for them to prove in court that Deshaun did this. It's a he said, she said kind of thing. There was no sexual contact. He was maybe aggressive, but he really didn't do anything illegal. And Deshaun is going to feel like, well, you know what? I didn't really do anything with this one. So, you know, I remember that I didn't touch her. I didn't, whatever the case may be, I'm not giving her anything. Well, now that's going to be long and drawn out because she's going to feel like, oh, no. Yeah, you did. And in fact, there may be some cases that he is going to have to settle for whatever amount of money. Like the one wanted $30,000 and I'll go away and it'll be just fine. He might have to come up with that just so he could get that off the books and get back to playing. He might have to come up with a lot of this might have to come up when there's 22 cases. He may be paying more because I got to get this over with. And so that, as opposed to settling beforehand and not having this come out, he's paying not only Rusty a hell of a lot more than he originally thought, but also he's probably going to have to settle for a lot more than he originally thought. With cases that he thought, that's not going to cost me anything. Well, it might cost him something now.
And this originally started with the Texans are willing to now have these conversations. I wonder how far the price has dropped from the initial, and now equity can be built back up, particularly if this is all behind Deshaun, but what's the point of listening to the calls now? Like, you're not going to get their best offers while this is still hanging over
his
head.
No.
I mean, you can have these ongoing conversations, and maybe they have a standard that a team has to reach before they would even seriously get into the talks, but right now, considering a trade seems silly. Really on the Texans part, because I get it if you're, and I really wouldn't understand it on the other team's part either, because if there's something to these allegations and we start to see some of the details and maybe there is a criminal case that proceeds, how are you going to look trading for a guy who has this leading up to it? So they can actually start listening to calls, but I don't foresee anything getting done.
Well, no, and I would imagine, you know what? I don't want to talk about a trade. I just want to find out who's still interested.
Uh-huh.
You know, because but here's the deal too, is you're right. Once we know what all the punishment is, once we know how long he's sitting this year, because he is going to sit this year, the league is going to come down on him. I don't think there's any question about that. Be it 8 games, be it the whole season. Deshaun is facing either the exemplist or a suspension. If he can get this all done before the season starts, he can probably put the suspension behind him. If this drags on into the season, then he's on the exempt list more than likely, as opposed to the suspended list. After the exempt list, he's facing the suspension as well. So the quicker he gets this done, the better. I don't do anything if I'm the Texans or another team. The other team would probably want to do it now, because you pay pennies on the dollar.
Sure.
But the Texans can't. They just can't.
As far as capital you're giving up, the other team does it. But how do you fade trading for a guy who's still under investigation with no results?
I only gave up 2 second rounders.
Is that how you sell
that's
to
how
people?
You, that's how you sell
yeah,
it.
But he's now going to trial for sexual assault. Yeah. He's traded for him.
Well, I mean, maybe we can get that drop.
We can work that out. See, these are the things. Like, if Carolina's,
you sure,
like,
you don't want to drop those charges with this cash?
Carolina's like, look, we got him for 2 second round picks. But yeah, but he's still got a trial to go through.
Dave Tepper's got a lot of money. He can, hey.
What do you think he's going to
just go away?
Who's he paying off? The criminal justice system?
No, he's paying off the victim.
But once it gets to that state, it's a trial.
Oh, she can drop it. Drop the charges.
You saw what happened to some people who said money grab. You better watch yourself. You know.
Some guy
went on a radio station and said money grab.
I didn't say it's money grab. I say, listen, we'll settle this. Wouldn't you rather have this?
If it's already in a DA's hands, I don't look. First
no,
of
no,
all,
no. If she drops charges, it doesn't matter.
Really? Yeah. I thought at some point if it gets far enough, the DA's like, no, we're not dropping this.
Oh, that's in domestic violence. About as far as a sexual assault, I think the victim still has.
Okay.
To. Yeah.
But I don't imagine any owner is breaking off one of the women if there's an assault trial.
A little something.
No, not a little something. You're getting ready because you know who's joining us next. You're getting primed for
the
next
guy.
You know
what I want to know though is this. Is like he's up in Dallas. I do want to know. And I'm going to have to do it, tell him that, you know, he's got to be. But what is the rest of the country think? Cuz we're in this little bubble here and we know what we think of Deshaun, and we were Deshaun fans before this happened. Now, I think he's probably changed your mind. He has to have. You have to think. I don't believe. Now, some people probably don't. But, and we've seen that with the death threats for the victims, that they feel like, you know, that they're still squarely behind Deshaun. And by the way, Deshaun doesn't give a rat's ass about you. But I wonder what the rest of the country really thinks about this.
And like, you want John
and how
Clay
much
Wolf
they know about it? Well,
on a sensitive topic like this, you want him to weigh in?
Well, I'm sure he'll see. Yeah, you gotta be. I gotta be careful about this.
Yeah,
really with him. But what? And what is like? What's the thought of the Texans?
Oh, we know that thought.
No, I mean, do they know like what we know about them? Do they know about? Do they have an opinion on Cal? Do they?
Do they even know Cal exists?
Do they? I think they know. I think a lot of people know who Jack Easterby is, which is
certainly
like that. That's one of the. That's a huge indictment on this organization that people know who your team chaplain is.
Well, he's not the team chaplain.
Well, he's kind
of. He's the vice president of football.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Whatever his title is.
You mean the former team chaplain? That's
yes.
Yeah,
maybe show
who's running your football.
Maybe
team.
Show some respect.
Yeah, that's even worse. That they know who he is.
I just think you're treading on dangerous ground.
Yeah, oh, well, we will.
Coming
we'll
up
tread.
Next.
I
don't think I would like John. Well, I don't mind. I'm going to go be getting breakfast, so do whatever. But I don't think John Clay Wolf.
No.
I don't think this is the right topic.
You're the co-host of the show. You got to say.
I'm not sure it's the right topic for him.
Well, we'll see on the other side. We'll see. It is dangerous water right
what
here.
What are you doing?
We're in some murky water right here.
I don't think it's murky at all. I see sharks. I see them. They're right there.
On ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about my man, Doc Linville. And if you're on Twitch right now, you see what's going on right here. Right here with this, okay? With this mane I have. I like to call it a mane right now. Here's the deal is my hair is spectacular, and it's all because of John Clay Wolf. If you're looking for spectacular hair, too, my man, John Clay Wolf, can hook a brother up. So all you got to do. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com, and you can start. You can start getting hair. That's what you do. What did I say, John Clay Wolf? Oh, Doc Linville. I meant Doc Linville. Doc Linville is going to hook a brother up. Doc Linville is the best. The best. Doc Linville is. I love him too. He is an awesome guy. And it's not only hair, but and listen, he can do the neo-grafting, but he can also do the PRP, which will. Increase the growing of your hair. If you're somebody that is follically challenged, but you need a little stimulation, he can do that as well. So go see him and find out. It's affordable. It's wonderful. The process is easy. You'll love it. 975hair.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
John Clay Wolf is not hooked up yet. Let me know when he does.
Not yet, yeah. I have it in queue, and I'm monitoring the situation right now.
I'm on Twitch now, right now. Why are we hearing the radio ads on Twitch? And my answer was because we would get fired if you heard us during the breaks. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, you are not a great person.
No.
And then
it's mostly because of Lance and you.
What?
Yeah.
I'm in there most of the time. It's not about me.
No, you come in here and say things.
No, I ask you questions and allow you guys to hang yourselves. That's what I do. It's one of my favorite bits to go, hey, what do you guys think about? And then you guys say stuff. Now, I know it's not on Twitch, so that's why I do it. If I knew people could hear everything you bad people say, I wouldn't ask the questions. But you two are quick to take the bait, and I enjoy it.
I'm on Twitch now, so if you've got any questions through Twitch, you're more than welcome to do that. And look at this. Like Sexy Chewbacca 69 said, John has the hair of an angel. I don't want to brag, but okay. I'm sure angels have perfect hair, right?
I'm assuming. They're angels.
I mean, if you're going to be an angel, God is going to give, you know, is going to let you be, you know, have your perfect hair. Like if Jackie becomes an angel, it's going to be like when he was four, when he had hair. Do you know what I'm saying?
Jackie's not divine enough to be an angel.
I
can't imagine anyone who lives in Bolivar can become an angel.
Don't think there's any angels in Bolivar?
Look, if you have a cabana boy that you ship out there, I don't know, every couple weeks, you're not an angel. Like, whatever he does with Raheel out there.
And it's kind of...
It's a little odd. And I don't think he can be an angel. I mean, I don't mind it. Do whatever you want. I just don't think he qualifies. Plus, he says dumb stuff all the time.
Yeah. No. Jackie's not. Well, he's not an angel, but I'm upset if like someone like Jackie. I mean, it wouldn't be like when he's bald and ugly like this. It'd be like when he was four, when he had hair.
I'm sure
he started losing his hair at four or five.
That's a tough beat for a toddler.
Yeah. No. Jackie. Anyway, so that's all I'm saying is I'm going to have like this long flowing the post-doc Linville hair when I'm an angel, right?
Well, your problem, you wouldn't be angelic just because you do and say things you shouldn't do or say.
That's not true. I've never said anything.
Has an angel ever peed in a bar in Jackson or Gainesville?
No one knows that. It could be angel pee.
I feel like that's not.
You don't know
angel pee. I feel like that's not divine. I'm not sure that you'll qualify. You've done some stuff. There's a time period in your life you won't talk about. So there's that too. Like there's a huge gap in your life that you won't discuss because of the things you may or may not have done. It's not angelic. You'd be a fallen angel. I could see you working with the devil.
No,
I could see it.
It is. Okay, where is John Clay? John Clay Wolf says, send me a rundown.
What? A rundown? What, a rundown for you?
Yeah. Where are you, John Clay Wolf?
Here's the rundown. You just talk.
That's it. That's all. That's it. So are you... he says he's going to be... Okay. He's going to... He'll be back. He'll be here at the next segment, in the next segment. So let me ask you this question. Are you excited about the scheduled release today?
I thought it was Wednesday. Huh? It's May 12th. NFL Network will have their schedule.
Oh, May 12th. I'm sorry. It's on Wednesday. Do we care?
Not here.
No, we don't. No, obviously, we don't care about anything here.
No, as Texans fans, are you getting excited about who you're going to get to play?
Well,
no, we already know who we're playing.
I mean,
season
ticket holders.
When you're going to get to play them, are you excited about that?
This is a different year, too, in that, you know, There's a great road crew that goes along with teams.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Season ticket holders are probably excited. Like, oh, I can sell this ticket. I can sell this ticket for much more.
Can you?
That's not the case at all. I've been a season ticket holder forever. You can't ever sell your tickets.
Really?
You can't get half price for your tickets. Uh-huh. I mean, there's no
excitement about this.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's like a homecoming game.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Tyler. What game are you like? Okay, name one team that's coming in here
that you have to see,
unless you are a fan of the opposing team.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Fans of the opposing team, like if they're going to travel, they want to see Trevor Lawrence beat up on the Deshaun Watson-less Texans.
Go to the second. Now, if you're in Kansas City, you can't wait because. You know, every game and who I want to, you know, I'm going to this game and I can't wait to go to this game and I can't wait till they come here, or I can't go to this game. So I'm going to sell these tickets and I'm going to get not only what I paid for them, but I'm going to make money. Do you know what no fan of the Houston Texans is going to do? Make money on their season tickets.
The Texans are dull. I mean, not like the dull we use to describe some people around them. They're dull. They're boring. No, what's even when Deshaun was here, in some instances, that team was dull. And it's going to be even worse now. Oh, great. Look, Tyrod Taylor's handing the ball off to Mark Ingram.
What about Phil Lindsay?
What about him? It's the worst form of entertainment in the NFL.
The Houston Texans are the least entertaining team?
Yes. Who else is out there?
The Lions are going to be.
At least the Lions made a trade for a quarterback. We don't know. Jared Goff. They got the coach who said we're biting kneecaps. At least they have that. The Texans are the least entertaining watch in the NFL.
The Raiders?
The Raiders
they at least have Darren Waller. Like, he'll make the Jets. Play.
The Jets have a young quarterback now.
No, yeah. The Jets do have a young quarterback.
A young quarterback.
No, the Jags, no.
No, the Texans are the least entertaining watch in the NFL. Name a team.
Less entertaining than the Texans.
Maybe the Saints this year.
Even the Saints have a history of winning. And you got some. How's it going to look with new quarterback? You can't find a team that's less entertaining.
Yeah, but if Jameis.
Jameis can throw 30 picks. That's entertaining.
That's not entertaining.
You didn't think
that's Jameis, not the good kind of entertaining.
So who said good? I said entertaining. Yeah. You don't think Jameis, when he was going 30 for 30 in his last starting role, was entertaining? You get to watch and see if Jameis would throw 30 interceptions in a season. You can't find a team less entertaining.
Well, I mean, you're not going out on a limb. I'm just trying to find somebody.
So this is the point about selling tickets. You can't sell people on wanting to watch this team. Who?
Well, and plus, like, is NRG even going to be open back up fully?
That's what Cal said. They expect 100%.
Oh, yeah. Really? They absolutely will. But here's the thing is, last year, COVID hid how disappointing ticket sales would have been. Last year really was a godsend for them. Like, it was a godsend for the Astros that it got, I guess, people weren't as angry. You would imagine time has healed a lot of people, and they're not as angry, although we're seeing a lot of idiots still. But last year was perfect for a four-win Texans team in that they could still say, oh, look how popular. We sold out. I'm telling you, it won't be long unless they get a franchise quarterback next draft. It won't be long before they don't sell out this stadium. And so many people, this is Texas. This is Houston. We love football. Hey, we've had great, great teams here that didn't sell out. The Oilers back in the 80s that was great football. And there were a lot of games that didn't sell out. At the University of Houston, they had a Heisman Trophy. They couldn't fill that place up. We know it's football. We love football. And we have been squarely behind this team because, well, we found out what it was like without NFL football. But we haven't found out what it's like with NFL football with this team for a long time. This team blows. This organization blows. It's the worst in the NFL. And it's going to catch up to them. At some point, this is going to catch up to them where they don't sell out. And I don't know that it's going to be this year, but keep it up. And here's the other thing is that the no-shows, I bought my season tickets. I didn't use them. I haven't sat in my seats in maybe twice in the last 3 years because of Bill O'Brien, because of how much I disliked Bill O'Brien.
An entire rebrand is needed. I mean, look, you're going to have to get
a new quarterback. Know what you're doing, how you're rebranding your team? As Patriot South. And you can say it's not Patriot South, Texans. It's Patriot South.
And there's so much proof that being the Patriots doesn't work unless you have Tom Brady. Hell, the Patriots found out being them doesn't work unless you have Tom Brady last year. So I don't understand that concept other than you want to emulate winners. Or, you know, you can other teams win. And you can find the Chiefs aren't the Patriots. And they found a way.
And you still are doing things even front off. Nick Caserio is Belichick, except he does it with a smile on his face.
Yeah, he's still saying nothing.
Yeah, still
he's using more words. But
absolutely
he's saying
nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Take his hand movements.
Yep. It's taking a break. ESPN 97.5. John Clay Wolf joins us on the other side.
Stop.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
845 ESPN 97.5. We got John Clay Wolf.
We are efforting.
What's up with this dude? He's got an engineer there, too.
Apparently... The password is incorrect.
Oh, well, so, let me. Did John Clay Wolf get it to you? John
Clay Wolf. Yeah, I'm talking to his producer right now. I'm trying to figure it out.
Is Babo his producer?
No.
Because he could be drunk already.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. So we're efforting. We are. John Clay Wolf has a studio in his home, which he needs an engineer to turn on. I don't know why he can't turn it on himself. But we'll find out. We'll give him the business on the other side right here. John Clay Wolf... Lance is off, so he wants to hang a little bit. So he'll hang with us for a little bit right here on ESPN 97.5. And Dell will be uncomfortable the entire time.
I won't be uncomfortable. I mean, I may take my headphones off and so I can disavow anything that
How
happens.
How many times will you push away like we do often?
Yeah, during his live spots, which, well, they can be long.
Whoa.
But you're like, oof, just let him go. It's up to you. You control. He's your boy. He thinks you guys are very much alike. So,
what do you mean he thinks we're alike?
He talks to you like you know, Granato, you and I. Like, he thinks you guys operate the same way.
Well, I don't. What? No.
Yeah, you're a band of brothers. This radio thing. When he talk, it's like he feels like you feel him. Like when he says stuff, you're like he thinks you're right along with him. He doesn't know you're backing away from the microphone. I think he believes. When you and he are together, anything goes because you guys are the same.
Well, no, I don't. Well, he does say some things that even make me cringe. But I'm, you know, I say some things that make you cringe.
Yeah, but I don't think you could say anything that makes him cringe.
No, see, that's the difference. He can say things that make me cringe. I say things that make you cringe. I'm sure I say things that make David Gow uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. John Clay Wolf never
John Clay Wolf, I don't know that he's, yeah.
But...
And that you could say anything to me.
And he believes you two operate the same way.
Well, yeah. He's me 4.0.
And you're version 2.0 or something? Like he's an upgrade in terms of the
1.0.
You think you're that far away from him?
Yeah.
John's probably a more refined version of himself.
Oh, so he is 4.0.
Yeah.
And we can hear him checking his mic back.
Yeah,
there.
We're close.
So John's the more refined version. John Clay's the rough. Uncut.
He's uncut.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's me. Yeah. On Sirius.
He's the Moderna. You're the Pfizer.
Well, no. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's not the case. I'm not Pfizer.
He's the Moderna and you're Pfizer. Like Moderna's like, oof, that's rough. And you're the Pfizer. Oh, just my arm's a little sore. That's it. That's the difference between you two. Same. It gets the job done.
He's here. We got John Clay Wolf.
I'm just listening to all this crap.
Oh, you are? Well, we're trying to see. Dell is the producer of the show, and there's often times where you make him push away from the mic some of the things that you say.
Yeah.
Tyler actually produces your Saturday shows here.
Hi, Tyler.
What's up?
Not much.
So he knows your act. He's familiar with your act. Dell kind of feels like you're me only to a higher degree. Like you don't care what you say ever. And I actually have a filter sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I disagree. Dell is just sensitive.
Do you think John?
Dell's been called that before.
Do you think John and yourself are very much alike in how you do things on the radio?
How many times a day do you bag your old lady, Granato?
Oh, see, here we go.
That's it.
I mean, if we're going to start comparing habits, I think we start there. I think that'll like really get us on the right page quickly.
How many kids you got?
I've got four.
You got four. Yeah, I got three. So see, you're to the umpteenth degree, right? You're to the umpteenth degree.
I remember when Ellen DeGeneres said that her parents had a very heavy sex life and it made her very uncomfortable. And I worry about my children saying the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, answer the question, John. Yeah. How many times do you bag your wife? You heard him.
Yeah.
Answer. He asked you a question.
On a good day like yesterday, like Sunday, like Mother's Day.
We're traveling all day, so.
Traveling.
Yeah, yeah. So,
how many times a week?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to. Yeah, we have good weeks. You know,
we have good weeks.
Yeah, we got good weeks. And, yeah.
Like, is it 5 or 10?
Is it?
He needs a number.
How old are you?
He doesn't count. He doesn't count the number.
Older than you, much older than you.
Like, I'm 48. Are you like 56?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm way older than you.
How old are you?
Yeah.
You did not talk
what
about
are you, a chick? You can't tell us how old you are?
See, I told you. John, you won't put a number. It's just love, right, with you and Wendy? There's no number on it.
It's, yeah,
how old are you? What year were you born?
I'm 61.
All right. Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. Then. Yeah. I mean, I'm still a little more chippery in that regard.
Oh yeah. But
so where's Lance?
Don't worry, John Clay Wolf. I take care of business over in my house. Don't worry.
What'd you do to Lance?
I take care of my own.
He went
business.
On vacation.
We went to see my son in Missouri for Mother's Day.
He asked about Lance.
Where's Lance? Lance
on vacation.
He's on vacation because he's an NFL draft guy. And so he when the draft is over, he likes to take a little break because he works hard before that.
Did he pick it well?
He did. He did a nice job with it.
Y'all pay him extra when he does a nice job?
He's not doing it
no,
for us.
No, he does it for NFL.com, not for us.
Do they pay him extra when he gets close? Is it like throwing darts?
No, I think, they just pay him. They just continue to pay him year after year because he does a good job. So if you don't do a good job, then you're not going to get those payments anymore.
How is Fred's bookie problem with the horse betting and the
Well, Fred
derby?
Was pissed yesterday because it turns out that Medina Spirit was drugged up, was drugging.
I understand.
Yeah, so Fred was on his high horse, all pissed off at Bob Baffert.
Do they have to give their money back? Do the guys that won the bets have to pay back?
No. See, that's nice. The problem with it is now, anybody who bet on the other horse, the second place horse, I don't know how that works, but are they going to give the derby to the second place horse now? If that's the case, then everybody who bet that horse should have been a winner. Now they're not. All the tickets probably were cashed. It's too late. If you still got that ticket, I don't know if you can. Whatever the case, it's a mess.
They've already said that the DQ won't change the bets, at least according
to it. No, it won't change the bets, but does it change the champion?
Yes. I would think so, yeah. Right? You can't give the horse that title.
I don't even know. Name the horse that finished second.
I don't. Is it just vacant at that point?
I couldn't name Medina Spirit before the race anyway either. So
I couldn't name that horse until this weekend.
No. No one knows what they are.
What's wrong with a little juice? I mean, let's see the most they can do. Let's see them go as fast as they can go. I mean, a little juice never hurt.
Well, and that's like baseball players. I want to see how far they can hit it. Who cares if they're juicing?
And apparently, the substance that horse was on, he enjoyed
like
that.
He enjoyed that.
The horse was on was fine. It was just too much of it. The substance itself isn't banned. The levels were too high.
Oh, come on.
Hey, are you still pimping that Viagra knockoff?
I am not. Hymns, forhymns.com/John5. Forhymns.com/John5. No.
Because speaking of too much of it, I'm wrapping back to where we were a moment ago. How many times a week do you bag your lady? Yeah. I've got this knock. They cheapened up Viagra. And you can get this knockoff stuff that the doctor still has to prescribe, but it's pretty affordable. Let's put it that way. And I'm saying 2 days. For 2 days, you can still tell that you're juicing.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. No. 2 days. 2 days is that's for how much it is, especially
just a little
knockoff
pill.
Prices.
Yes.
That's a good
price.
Buy.
It's a very good buy.
That's a
Kramer
great buy.
Kramer says buy. Buy the hard on pills at 50 cents. It's going nowhere but up.
See, that dad joke. Now you're doing dad jokes. Okay.
I'm serious about the 2 days. It really surprised me.
Yeah. Well.
So you being 61, I'm just trying to, I'm just here to make your life better. I'm trying to lift my brother in Christ up. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
I think that I just want you to be happy.
No, I'm happy. Don't worry about me.
The last time you were in church, did someone come up to you and say, How many times you bag your wife?
No, that doesn't happen.
That didn't happen.
I know
in
we're
church.
Brothers in Christ, but,
yeah.
But no, that doesn't usually happen at my Bible study on Tuesday nights.
Huh. No. I imagine it's a normal question.
Yeah. No. John Clay Wolf was with us. I had a question for you. Well, let's do it on the other side because we're hitting the top of the hour here. But I want to know and think about it on the other side, what the outside world thinks of our Texans. Because we know here we're close to it. We've got a good – I wonder what the perception is, and maybe you can give that – especially from somebody in Dallas, what kind of joke they think we are here in the city of Houston. But right now I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. I'm talking about Patrick and Joe. I'm talking about wonderful people. I'm talking about the best place in the city of Houston to get your Ford on. And the F-150, the 2021, is the best car I've ever – they let me drive that for a weekend, and it was so unbelievable, people. And I've had a few pickup trucks in my day, and I got to tell you, it is the best pickup truck ever, ever. This is not an exaggeration. If you're looking for the best pickup truck in 2021, you get it at Chastang Ford, and they've got them in stock. You don't have to go to the dealership. You can do it all online at ChastangFord.com. But the thing about Chastang Ford is that you can do everything online, and they don't have to have you come to the dealership. The other dealerships have to have you come in, not at Chastang Ford, because they want to upsell you. They want to make sure that you get that bed liner, you get the leather seats, you get the retractable roof. You get all of that. Well, Chastang Ford says, no, we're not doing add-ons. You get what you want, and we're not going to add on. The other dealerships, uh-uh. They're going to add on. Chastang Ford is not. So you're looking for the best Ford at the best price for you with the best in service, ChastangFord.com. Or get there. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.